but after that, it gets a little bit harder to calculate.
Thank you, Chris. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More severe weather is rolling across parts of the country on Thursday. Forecasters are saying that the southern plains, as well as the Mississippi and Ohio valleys, are likely going to be dealing with damaging winds, lightning, and flooding. There's also a slight chance of tornadoes. Now, what can we expect, though, for the rest of May? I had a chance to sit down and chat with AccuWeather's Joel Lundberg.
Kind of looks as if the northwest is going to be on the warm and dry side of the ledger. And it looks like most of the nation from the Mississippi Valley on east will also be somewhat warmer than normal. Not necessarily excessively hot, but just on the warm side of normal. The place that looks to be coolest will be from the western plains into the central and southern Rockies in the southwest, where temperatures could average 2 to maybe 3 degrees below normal for the month of May. As we look at precipitation across the country, we're expecting this wet weather pattern that we've been seeing across the southern plains to persist into the month of May, and probably along the western Gulf Coast, maybe into Florida, and also above normal precipitation across the central and southern Rockies. By contrast, there may be some good news. Those areas that have been very beleaguered with a lot of wet weather across the Midwest and Great Lakes and into the Ohio Valley and Mid-Atlantic states should gradually see a downturn of precipitation and maybe actually have a period of dry weather mid to late month.
And the second round of the NBA playoffs continue on Thursday with Philadelphia hosting Toronto. Currently, that series is tied up at one game apiece. Please remember, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street. You know, one of the things I'm actually proud of as far as this program is concerned, when it comes to our coverage of politics and what goes on in the world and what goes on in Washington, D.C., because we're not just the watchdog on Wall Street, we're also the watchdog on Washington. Washington has become, in many respects, the financial capital of the world. And it wasn't always the case. It most certainly is now the case. So, yeah, it's not just the watchdog on Wall Street, it's also the watchdog on Washington. And one of the things I'm proud of is I get yelled and screamed at from the lefties, from the elephants and the donkeys. Both the elephants and the donkeys send me nasty emails. That means, guess what? I'm doing my job. I had an email this past week when a person asked, they're like, what party are you? I couldn't decide. What party are you? Who did you vote for? Neither party. I hate both parties. I hate the party system. And who do I vote for at any point in time? The person that I think is going to do the best job. And sometimes I'm right and sometimes I'm wrong. And I'm honestly, full disclosure, I said last presidential election, I voted for Donald Trump. Wasn't my first choice. I couldn't vote in the primaries. Again, not a member of the party, but he wasn't my first choice, but I voted for him. And people listening to the program, again, we're different than the other ones out there. We'll cover politics, obviously not to the degree of the super conservative programs that are everywhere, here, there, and everywhere, that constantly, more often than not, sing the praises end-all, be-all of the current administration. We don't do that. We don't do that. As you're aware, we've come down hard on the president when it comes to foreign policy as of late. We've most certainly berated the president when it comes to immigration. We're now letting free about 1,700 migrants a day, just dropping them off in various towns and cities. And I have stations. I'm all over the Southwest. I have listeners. I have clients that send me pictures of what's going on. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I understand you need some time off. But, yeah, was I ticked off last weekend, Donald Trump? And it's Easter. I get it. Easter weekend. He's golfing with Rush Limbaugh. Tick me off. Because you know what? He's not getting his job done. And I know, let's play this out for you. If there was a major financial calamity that took place in the lead up to Easter weekend, I would be on the phone speaking with people, handling phone calls from people all over the country that were worried, our listeners out there, doing my job. Even though it's Easter weekend, because that's my job. That's what I do. But then I can turn this around and say, you know what? The president, honestly, deserves a ton of credit. A ton of credit. We had, in my opinion, two failed presidencies. We had the Bush administration, which was terrible, and the Obama administration, which was, I could say, equally as terrible. Again, you get the elephants and the Democrats thinking, the elephants and the donkeys, excuse me, go after one another about that. But, yeah, both of them pretty bad. Immensely consequential. We went from not being in debt, basically pretty close to a balanced budget. We went from that to $22 trillion in debt in 16 years. You know what we also didn't have in 16 years? You know what also happened in 16 years? No wage growth at all. None. None. But one of the reasons why I believe that this democratic socialism is, it's becoming popular with a lot of youngsters out there, is look at how they grew up. Look at how they grew up. Look what they grew up with. Wage stagnation. They grew up through a financial crisis where the government stepped in, bailed out the banks, bailed out the automakers. The big banks got bigger and more powerful. Everyone on Wall Street made more money. Again, that's hard to comprehend. That's a tough thing to swallow. The problem is they think that's capitalism when it's not. It's in essence, socialism. It's cronyism. But they think that, oh, geez, socialism will solve the problem when it won't. Yeah, this also happened. This same type of a fad, if you will, was prevalent during the Great Depression. You also couple the fact that these kids are graduating and they're tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt with a degree that, hey, what am I going to use this thing for? And they're saying to themselves, I did what I was told. I was told to take out a loan and go to school and all would be great. And it's not. But I got to give kudos to Donald Trump because it's changed. I don't care if you hate Donald Trump with the heat of 1,000 white suns. You cannot deny that the economy is 1,000 times better. The jobs numbers are stellar. We've got job openings all over the place. We are seeing wage growth. We haven't seen it since Bill Clinton was president, for crying out loud. Since Bill Clinton was president and the New York Yankees were winning every World Series. A long time ago. But that's the reality. And you know, you can't deny these things. And, you know, it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate that nobody can have any sort of cogent conversation about this. They can't. It's, again, it's you're either a donkey or an elephant. You know what I keep thinking of, what keeps popping in my head? That's West Side Story song there. I remember we used to sing this back in chorus when we were in elementary school. Or, I'm a jet, I'm a shark, I'm a jet, I'm a shark. Give me a break. You're a jet, you're a shark. No, how about just being honest and seeing things for what they are? And I'll get all sorts of, what is it now? We're up to Biden's now in the race. What are you up to, 20? 20 people in? And I don't know. I you've got most of, many of the candidates there on the left right now. It's silly. Some of the things that they're actually proposing are downright silly. It reminded me, I explained it this past week, there was a radio station. A radio station in upstate New York when I was growing up. It was the rock station, PIX 106. I'll never forget it. PIX 106. And the DJs on that station in the afternoon, and do they even have classic rock stations anymore? Anybody even listen to classic rock anymore? Anyway, I do. But in the afternoon, they'd always be caller number 9, and give us a call, and we're giving away cash. We're giving away cash. PIX 106. 10th caller. That's, what are they giving away next? And Cory Booker this past week suggested that every kid in America, once they're born, the government should give them $1,000. And then if the parents are making under a certain amount of money, they get more money every single year. Corey, let me ask you a question. We're $22 trillion in debt. Don't you think we might want to deal with that and pay down this debt? Because these kids are giving $1,000 to, they're going to have to pay down that debt. Do you think you might want to deal with that? You had Elizabeth Warren this past week. And we may get into this further a little bit later on in the program. Suggest that we're going to do student loan forgiveness now. Yep. If you make under $100,000 a year when you graduate, the government's going to take care of $50,000 of your loans. Now, most kids graduating from college, a four-year degree, are not making over 100 grand. Few and far between. So that means the government is going to hand out $50,000 to every kid that goes to college. And is this retro too? What about the kids that already worked their butt off to pay off their student loans? Not to mention the fact that she is so, I'm honestly, she's dumb as a box of rocks. And she's got these economists that work for her, and they are equally as dumb. I don't care. I don't care if they work at a college. That doesn't make them smart. You understand? This is one of the things that people need to understand. We talked about that. The teleological fallacy. They're not smart if they think that this is a bright thing to do. What is a college and university going to do once they learn that the government's going to subsidize the first $50,000 of their tuition? They're just going to raise the price. We've said here on the program, we told parents, once your kid gets into school, don't accept their first offer. Give them a call and tell them this is not good enough. You've got to give us a better price. What do you think is going to happen if, God forbid, Elizabeth Warren's idea comes through? College and universities are going to be like, yeah, you see this middle finger? I'm going to turn it up for you. We know you just got $50,000 from your fellow taxpayer. Good for us. It's insane. The problem is people come up with these far-flung ideas, and they're throwing stuff out there to get people to like them or want to vote for them, but they're not thinking through. They're not looking at the consequences. Just as much as George W. Bush didn't look at the consequences of deciding to break Iraq, or Hillary and Obama deciding to break Libya, or a myriad of other foreign policy follies. They don't think 5, 10, 15 steps down the road. Which means what? They're not very wise, are they? And that's a part of our problem. We don't have, there's not a lot of wisdom in Washington, D.C., is there? No. We've got a lot of liars, a lot of crooks, we have a lot of cheats, and people that had an ethical bypass at birth. That's what's wrong. Anyway, I had no idea I was going to go off on that rant. I don't even know what took me in that direction. I guess that's just the way the breeze was blowing at that point. I got to take a break. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our site, newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Plus smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
Ron Maniloff has lived through decades of hot, sunny weather. Visits to his dermatologist to remove skin cancers, called cutaneous squamous cell carcinoma, or CSCC, were routine.
I've been living with CSCC for the past 30 years. They always showed up as dry patches on my face. I never thought it was anything to worry about until they started to get bigger and spread.
Every year, an estimated 700,000 people are diagnosed with CSCC, the second most common type of skin cancer in the U.S., Although readily treatable when caught early, CSCC can turn deadly in advanced stages, and in the southern half of the U.S., deaths from CSCC may outnumber deaths from melanoma.
I had never seen such rapid, invasive growth in my life. It was terrifying. People need to be proactive in asking their doctor questions and learning about all available treatments.
CSCC is caused by a lifetime of sun exposure, among other factors. Learn more at skincancerquestions.com. This report is brought to you by Regeneron and Sanofi.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
have to say I was pretty disappointed. And, disappointed with the elephants. Disappointed with the administration. They backed away from Herman Cain and putting him on the Federal Reserve. It's a shame. It is. And I don't even know if Stephen Moore is going to get through. This is a classic establishment move. They only want Ivy League economists, paper pushers, people that have never actually lived and breathed and worked in the real world. This is who they want at the Fed. It's a shame. It is. I'm going to read to you a little bit from what Herman Cain had to say. Real income from America's bottom 90% reached an all-time high in 1999. We just talked about that here on the program, didn't we? 81% of Americans agreed at that time that the free enterprise was a major reason for the country's success in the 20th century. By June of 2015, 47% said they'd vote for a socialist. Thank you, George W. Bush. Thank you, Barack Obama. Why? Real income for the bottom 90%, as measured for the World Top Incomes Database, declined after 1999 and never rebounded. Got two terms of Republican, you got two terms of donkeys. They failed to end this stagnation. How do you think Donald Trump got... Why do you think Donald Trump got elected? Now we got wages rising above 3% a year. And again, it's thanks to tax cuts. It's thanks to getting rid of a lot of burdensome regulations and red tape. Stuff that we have been talking about here on this program, writing about in our newsletter for years. And again, it doesn't make me a genius. I just understand how the world works. And the funny thing is that the largest wage increases are going to low-wage workers. The problem is the Federal Reserve operates on the professor standard. This professors that teach on colleges that maybe teach a class or two, maybe teach a class or two or have their TAs do it for them and go on television and pretend to be smart. All academics. I know something about academics, these types. You ever read about any of them being heroes back in the old days? You ever see academics demonstrating courage? Nah. Anyway, their textbooks say strong economic growth, particularly strong wage growth, causes inflation, which Fed policy should temper. Both the Bush administration and the Obama administration perpetuated the professor standard. And both did what? Presided over income stagnation. Again, you want to end that stagnation, right? That's what we're doing now. Can't both the elephants and the donkeys agree that we want to end that stagnation? Do you think that's going to happen with the professors in charge? They use the Phillips curve, tells them wage growth that is too strong. Oh my God, it's gonna be like the 1970s again. 1970s inflation. That's what Janet Yellen said in her 2010 Senate confirmation hearing. Doesn't work. 1980s and 1990s brought prosperity across the board. This success was driven by a voting bloc of Fed governors such as Wayne Angel and Manley Johnson, who favored a stable dollar and were able to swing the consensus. The dollar is a unit of measure, like the foot or the ounce, and keeping units of measure stable is critical to the functioning of a complex economy. The result of their stable dollar policy was prosperity. Since the Federal Reserve Act of 1913, there have been three distinct periods of sustained dollar stability, 1922 to 1929, 1947 to 1970, 1983 to 1999. During those periods, real gross domestic product averaged 3.9% a year. Real income growth for the bottom 90% averaged 2.2%. Again, these are just the numbers, kids. And I know, we got all of our professors out there, all of our professors working at the Fed, that, again, all the king's horses and all the king's men tinkering with things. You could do away with the damn thing tomorrow, and I wouldn't care. Ever think about that? What would happen? What would happen? Again, what was it? It's Avengers weekend at the movie theater. If, in a new version of the Avengers, like the Chris Markowski version of the Avengers, and I have the Infinity Gauntlet, and I could snap my fingers, and the Fed would go away, social media would go away, cable news would go away, health insurance companies would go. I mean, I could, poof, a lot of things would be, a lot of problems would be solved with the snap of my finger, a la Thanos. Watchdog on WallStreet.com, Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is pushing back after Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi said Attorney General William Barr committed a crime by lying to Congress. Now, Barr was a no-show at a House judiciary hearing on Thursday, saying he did not want to be questioned by committee lawyers. McCarthy tells reporters it was Chairman Jerry Nadler who caused all the problems.
We expected to hear from AG Attorney General Barr. Chairman Nadler decided to change the rules to satisfy the very obvious desire to impeach President Trump.
The California Republican was speaking at his weekly press conference. A 22-year-old accused of killing two students at the University of North Carolina, Charlotte, is appearing in court on Thursday. Tristan Terrell has been charged with 2 counts of murder and 4 counts of attempted murder. Police believe he did target the Kennedy building on the school campus, but a motive remains unclear. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street show. This next story, nobody's reporting it. And guess what? And this is part of the problem. It's part of the problem with all of you. And listen, I'm being honest here. I'm a Limbaugh fan. I listen to his program. I do. But do I think that his program could be better if he actually pointed out the faults within the current administration? The guy's powerful enough to actually, you know, the president would listen. And I read stories like this, and I get ticked off. I really do. And each and every one of us should be upset by this. On the Federal Trade Commission, there are five people. Republican president, you've got three Republicans, you've got two Democrats. There was a case recently. It involved a hockey puck seller called Patriot Puck. And there's two other things, outdoor gear brands, Sandpiper and Piper Gear. Patriot Puck's based in New York, Sandpiper and Piper Gear both based in California. Those companies, they got caught. They got caught branding their products as Made in America. Made in America. I mean, think about it. Patriot Puck. This is despite being nearly entirely manufactured in China. Patriot Puck marketed their hockey pucks as, quote, proudly made in the United States and 100% American made. Exclamation point. In fact, they were wholly imported from China. Sandpiper California, Pipe Gear USA marketed their products as being made in America, but 95% of their products were imported from China as finished goods, and 80% of Pipe Gears were either imported as finished goods or contained significant imported components. Now, the FTC ruled that they have to stop marketing their products as being made in America unless they can prove it. But they didn't do anything to them. Nothing. No fine, no penalty, no nothing. And you know who voted for that? The three Republicans said, no, we're not going to do anything to them. We're going to let them go. The two Democrats, on the other hand, they wanted to fine them. And rightfully so. You see, this is the problem, people. There's a lot of elephant globalists out there, and they are a big threat. A big threat to this country. All they care about is big business. Now, this is something Donald Trump likes to tweet. He should be tweeting about this. He should be yelling and screaming and getting all over these three appointees of his that are on the Federal Trade Commission. In fact, you know what? They should be, as Donald Trump likes to do, fired. Today. This is the type of thing, the outright lying to the general public, marketing your product as made in America, but it's crap made in China. Sorry, that sucks. Anybody who's bought their products should return them. And yes, they should be ostracized. Shut them down. Buy your products from somewhere else. Anyway, quick follow-up and another bit of a see I told you so moment here on the program. Sears is suing their ex-CEO, Eddie Lampert, claiming he stripped assets and left it broke. When Eddie Lampert got involved with Sears, this is years and years. This is over 10 years ago. We said right here on the program, that's exactly what was going to happen. And it did. And it did. And guess what? Eddie Lampert's still making money off this thing. They ended up buying up Sears assets in bankruptcy. And if you actually take a look, and I'm not going to go into all the nuances. You can go check it online yourself. And what he did and how he enriched himself by taking this company down. You see, there's a couple new ways. And it's not capitalism as far as I'm concerned. It's not. You can make money. You can make money in this country right now as a monster, a vampire. It's a vampire, right? They suck you. I come to suck your blood. They suck the blood out of you and they kill you. Right? There are vampire hedge funds out there, private equity firms. That's what they do. They go in, and I wrote about this over 10 years ago. They take over a company with borrowed money that the company borrows. They put it on the balance sheet, and they slowly but surely bleed the company to death. And it's all legal. The sad thing, it's all legal. Not ethical, but all legal. Have to take a break. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
Mike Hewitt here. The Mueller report was finally released. Unfortunately, rather than it being used as a tool to uncover systemic problems within our federal bureaucracy, it's been weaponized to serve the political ends of a few. Ben Franklin said, "It is the first responsibility of every citizen to question authority." Those words demand, who is investigating the investigators? Are we demanding it? When government is charged with investigating itself, the outcome is extremely predictable. Those who hold the value of money and power above justice and public trust will deliver the results that best serve themselves. Is there an Obama, Hillary, FBI, and CIA leadership investigation? How about Biden as Ukrainian money? Is partisanship more important than truth? Where's the media? King George lost the war, and our government bureaucracy isn't the sovereign. We are. We need to remember that. Visit themikehewittshow.com and tell us what you think.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everyone. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street show. I remember I made fun of here on the program that Japanese SoftBank. And I described it a couple different in the movie Wall Street, where Gordon Gekko was making fun of the guy Cromwell. What's Cromwell doing on a lecture circuit? He's learning, losing X amount of millions of dollars per quarter. I look at the various different investments that SoftBank has made in a myriad of different tech companies, and I just keep scratching my head. I do. But again, the guy running the company, I kid you not, I don't know why he released this information. He lost $130 million personally on Bitcoin. You must be nice to be able to just, hey, no big deal. I lost $130 million on fake money. But again, do you want to be involved with a company where the head of it is that dumb? Not I. Anyway, we actually had some kind of players within the business world come out and defend capitalism of late. J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon. And if there ever was a big dog, that would be him. As far as big banks are concerned, he warned shareholders that socialism inevitably produces stagnation, corruption, and often worse. And he was echoing Winston Churchill's observation that socialism allows for the equal sharing of misery. Why is it only capable of generating misery? Well, yeah. What is the textbook definition? Government ownership of the means of production? Soviet Union, Cuba, right? But there's other ways. There's other ways of owning an industry. You can own an industry by burying it in regulation. And I find that ironic because J.P. Morgan, you know, CEO, his company is what? And I would say it to Jamie's a smart guy. He is. He's a smart guy. But he's not stupid. He has to know that he's part and parcel of the government now. All the regulations that they have on it, they have to do exactly what the government says. But to them, it's a trade-off. And it's a trade-off that they're happy with. Why are they happy with it? They're omnipotent. They can't go under. They can't fail. You know who's going to join the fray with this? Facebook just announced that they're putting aside $3 billion. $3 billion to pay off the government for various different fines. I don't know if it's like an initiation fee. Once you start cutting checks to the government to the tune of billions of dollars in fines, then they write regulation to make sure that you can never die. And they're happy because then they can keep taking money from you. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Rapp Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rapp Coin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
All right, let's jump around a little bit here. Have a little bit of fun. Last segment show today. I saw this and I thought I'd share it with all of you. A Pennsylvania, well, let me just put it this way. I read this story and I said to myself, we're going to have to ask some more questions during the hiring process at Markowski Investments. I'm going to have to add a question or two after I read this story. Anyway, what is the story? Pennsylvania University is promoting the concept of men cuddling as a way to help them deal with stress and redefine masculinity. Yes. Yes. Men's therapeutic cuddle group. it's being pitched out there. Listen, if you were a part of a men's therapeutic cuddle group, please don't apply to Markowski Investments. Because now I have to find out. I have to ask. Were you a part of a cuddle group back in college to deal with your anxieties or safe space crap or whatever's triggered you? We're not the place for you. Okay? Anyway. Did you see as well? See the story as well that the Osundario brothers. You know who the Osundario brothers? They're the they were the brothers that were set. Well, they were part of the setup to make it look like Jussie Smollett was attacked. Well, they're actually suing Jussie's lawyers and their law firm for defamation. Now, guys, listen. All right, you did something wrong. Okay, you were a part of a scam, but when you all got caught, Jussie should have owned it as well, but they didn't do that. Again, what is this? Every single time I think about this story, there's just such ugliness to it, in the sense that in order for this guy, this Jussie Smollett, I think about this for a second. He wanted to become bigger. He wanted his employer. He wanted the public to notice and appreciate him as a successful black gay actor. For crying out loud, today's day and age, I mean, that's like, you're Seth, okay? You're Seth. Oh, you're a minority? Oh, you're gay too? Oh, gee whiz. Move them to the front of the line. I'm not going to be surprised. You're probably going to go to Disney World soon, and they're going to have, you know, a fast pass for people that are minorities. Are you LGBTQ? Oh, guess what? You get to skip the line. You get to go to the front. Oh, if your name was Christopher and now you're Christine, guess what? You can come to the front of the line. And I'm sorry, people, but I almost missed the day. I almost missed the days of the sex tape, releasing the sex tape to create a career. Yeah, work for Paris Hilton, and it worked for Kim Kardashian and some others out there. I'd rather that than all this race crap, quite honestly. I want to touch on this, too, and I'm going to let everybody know next week. We're going to do a little bit, spend a little bit more, get into some social media stuff and some technology stuff as well when it comes to investing and my look at things towards the future. There's a concept being batted around out there that I happen to like. Again, I mentioned if it was up to me and I had the infinity gauntlet, I would snap my fingers and I'd make social media go away. And I think we can all just close our eyes and think and say to ourselves, did social media really enhance our lives? Has social media made our country better, made the world better, or has it made it worse? Well, I don't understand why we can't look at things that way, right? In the same way that, you know, Dr. Ian Malcolm and Jurassic Park questioned John Hammond about, what are you doing, man? We know that you can do, I'm paraphrasing, we know that you can do this stuff, but should you do this stuff? Again, there's no wisdom. Oh, just because I can do it, then I should do it. No. No, restraint. Okay? Restraint. You use wisdom. And you restrain yourself. Maybe not such a good idea. And think about that. Think about social media. What has it done? Has it made the world a better place? At all? No. Anyway, let's try to... It's not going anywhere. But there's some ideas being batted around that I like. I do. In my business, I have this rule, and they keep, every year when I have to do continuing education, oh, my Lord merciful, they keep saying the same thing. Know your client rule, know your client rule. Of course I know my clients. But what they're getting at is they want us to be on the front lines to make sure that none of our clients are laundering any money. And we know where the money is coming from, and it's all legitimate places. I get that. It's important. Why couldn't, just think about it for a second. How bad would it be? I think it would be a good thing. If social media made you verify who you were. And for kids, same thing. The parents had to sign off. You think about it. You know, you have to have a note for your kid for him to take an aspirin at school. But any kid can sign up for Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, whatever it may be, and be exposed to all the poison and the filth that's there. Do you think it might temper the vitriol to some degree if people couldn't hide behind anonymous posts out there? There's a new social media thing that started up that deals with communities. I'm actually a member of it in my community. And you have to verify who you are. That's what it should be. Shouldn't it be about building better communities? Anyway, gotta go. God bless everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in to the one, the only Watchdog on Wall Street show. Again, I want to remind you, take advantage of all the great stuff we have at our website, our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, account repair kits, all sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com or give us a call, 800-471-5984. We'll see you next week.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump speaks on this National Day of Prayer.
People are so proud to be using that beautiful word, God, and they're using the word God again, and they're not hiding from it, and they're not being told to take it down, and they're not saying we can't honor God. In God we trust. So important. A little thing on the campaign, but it wasn't such a little thing to me when I first started 4 years ago. Haven't been doing this so long. We did a good job. But when I first started campaigning, people were not allowed or, in some cases, foolishly ashamed to be using on stores Merry Christmas, Happy Christmas. They'd say Happy Holidays.
Stephen Moore has withdrawn from being considered as a nominee to the Fed Reserve Board. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Lou Manfredini. This House Smarts Home Improvement Minute is brought to you by my friends at Ace Hardware. As you open those windows to let the fresh air in, it'll also cause dust to stir in the air, a lot of which will land on your walls. If you haven't done so in a while or ever, take some time to clean your walls. You'll be amazed at the amount of dirt you'll find. This can be a simple yet time-consuming task for a DIYer, or you can contact a cleaning pro to get the job done. For more information, go to HouseSmartsRadio.com. And now this.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's our biggest grill event of the year. The best time to buy the latest grills from our exclusive lineup of premium brands like Weber, Traeger, and more. Get free assembly, free delivery, and free fuel on our top grills and accessories $3.99 and up. And don't miss our neighborhood barbecue fest this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enjoy great grilling demos and expert advice. Only at Ace.
Offer valid for Ace Rewards members through May 31st. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions. Propane tank not included.
Attorney General Bill Barr was a no-show at a House committee he was supposed to be testifying at. Republican Congressman Doug Collins from Georgia says Democratic Chairman Jerry Nadler is the reason that Barr did not show.
My chairman, by insisting on an unprecedented act, 206 years of this committee have never had staff ask questions in that type of hearing. The only time they've ever asked questions was in impeachment hearings.
The popularity of e-scooters is causing a rise in head injuries. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with more.
The CDC says in a new report they've seen a surge in emergency room visits for fractures, dislocations, and head trauma ever since electric scooters became widespread. The report says head injuries topped the list of the accidents involving the little vehicles, and the study determined that many e-scooter injuries could be prevented if riders were to wear helmets and also stay out of the way of actual large motor vehicles.
Check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The county